Yeah, buddy. Excuse me. Sorry. Well, this one's for Einstein. He's not with us today. He's in the Apple, acting, of all things. Can't wait to see those reviews. This show is, of course, being taped. How about a big shout-out for the old kid? Yes, sir, Einstein. Hi, yeah!
Hi, Adam.
Well, what a community we have here, folks. Yes, you know, people ask me how the Jay Roach life... Oops. That's a bit of a slip. How Jay Roach has changed my life. I like to think of myself as the arch enemy or nemesis of Jay Roach. Just call me from this day forward D. Centipede. Get it? Because the centipede eats the... Okay. I want one of everything for each of my arms, and oh boy, does D. Centipede have a lot of those. You know what? I like SUVs, SUVs, TV, and... those twins! Neve, can you hear me? Neve, are you out there? Hi, Neve.
I see her. She's in a box seat.
Is that you over there?
Yes, she's out
there. Can you come up here, please?
Yes.
Take Scott's mic. We want the balcony to hear you. Those damn Go players are noisy. A rowdy bunch of people they are, those Go players back there. Well, Neve, since you're down one RGLGP, that would be ridiculously good-looking girls in pink...
Is it me? D? Centipede? Or are those girls ridiculously good looking?
My, yes they are. They're ridiculously good looking. And since you're down one girl, I thought we'd leave the puppets on the table, so to speak.
I'd really feel more comfortable if I could wear them.
Okay. No harm, no foul, so to speak. Put them on.
Hey, thanks, D. Centipede.
You're welcome. I wanted to take a moment and learn a little bit about one of the most attractive members of our cast. Where are you originally from, Neve?
Washington, D.C.
Well, I'm afraid that's all the time we have. It's the Jay Roach Show, and not the Nymph McCormley Show, after all. Sorry, doll. I understand, though, you have a recap of the outside world.
Yes, I do.
Okay, make it quick, please.
Vacuum cleaners, wow. The cats were frazzled by the vacuum cleaner. The vacuum won't turn off. Turn off! Damn it! Turn off! Cats, gray, long hair, and tufts decide to escape rather than go mad.
Do they escape? Please tell.
It would appear so, but do any of us ever really escape?
Interesting. Can you do the meow, meow, meow thing?
Sure. Meow, 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 the outside world.
Thank you. Neve, you get any play on the cat show from the Kid Network, do you?
No.
Then it's not really worth too much then, is it? harsh. In front of me two, no three, kernels of corn and a sprig of parsley. I see them, I do. My mind's eye holds them in Kodachrome. Kodachrome, of course, uses a three-layer emulsion, blue, green, and red. Oh, no, Mom. Mama, don't you take my Kodachrome away. Bring it back. Damn you to... I almost said the H word. Can you be damned to heaven? Probably, I don't see why not. Everything now looks black and white. Dateline, Wednesday, the... September the 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, September 17th, 03. My mind seeks a rhyme. 03. 03. What does it rhyme with? Free. 03 rhymes with free. Does it figure, Roach? Does it figure into the large pantheonic scope scheme of things? Wait and see, Roach. See and wait. You'll have to. In front of you is a page with no more than 60, 70 words, tops. The kernel of corn, each one popped. I almost said the H word. 60 to 70 words, paperweight 20 pounds, color white, acidity free. Free rhymes with O3. What does it mean? There's the job of the undercover reporter. The job is to get to meaning. I put 3 exclamation points at the end of that sentence. Sure, it's juvenile, but it works so fooey on Yui. You get the meaning. Get to the meaning. Dig it up. Scrape it clean from the bone. Still, it's a wait. A wait and see. I awoke at 6. That's in the a.m. from a sleep so deep. So deep I needed a rope, mountaineering shoes, a sports drink, and a nutrition bar to pull myself out. Perhaps that metaphor is off. It's like bad tuna digesting in the gut with bus stop Joe. Don't think vertically when you think of the deep sleep that's hard to wake from. No, think horizontally. Think laterally. If you're one of those cats that confuse horizontal with vertical, that's fine. You're not stupid. You're not. You just learn another way. Just remember, when you want to get your groove on, you want to be horizontal. Actually, probably you'd like to be vertical while wanting to get your groove on, and horizontal while actually grooving. Yes, yes, that's it. Groove, horizontal. When thinking of the deep sleep that's hard to wake from, think of the you that is the consciousness, as tucked away somewhere in a consternated clump of synapses, consternated and clumped due to thoughts and the nature of frustration, worry, uncertainty, stress. All this taking on the imagery of being trapped under a large collegiate wrestler, sweaty and with minor incontinence. Yes, that's it, Roach. You do yourself proud. The sound of the keys. The Smith Corona. Music to one's ears. Truly happy people, jubilant people, people filled with glee like it's cream filling, spring out of bed. Sleep isn't their bastion of comfort. This world of rules and regs, of laws of physics is. Boy, I could use a nap right now. I could catch some Z's. How about you? If 6 a.m. is unfamiliar to you, I'll tell you it's dark at such a time. I suppose it has to do with the sun being below the horizon. And without the sun, you need artificial light. That's the way it works. I tried to go without light, but it was dangerous. Gray liked to lie in the middle of the hall. He would either break my neck on purpose, I wonder, or I would by accident break his. Did I just accuse my cat of being a potential murderer? I did. Gruesome. The fear of a broken neck required me to take steps without taking steps. A shuffle of sorts. I haven't seen the crypt walk, popular in some gang cultures, but I think at 6 a.m., after walking from beneath a metaphor of sweaty wrestler with minor incontinence, it must have looked like a crypt walk. If you wonder why I wasn't sleeping with glee, I'll tell you. I had been thinking about my undercover reporting. My eye was keen, sharper than ever, but the work wasn't getting anywhere. I needed to take a red pen to it all and get it into the hands of the National Geographic, but is that all there is? Is that the end of the road? National Geographic, The New Yorker, The Atlantic, Mad Magazine, is that all there is? One man born, one man filling the same role of a man who came before him? Is that all there is? Maybe. Maybe not. This was the battle I was having inside my gray matter, my head. It's an unsung thing to be an undercover reporter. No one knows who you are. You're undercover. Still, it would be something. Something if this work, which takes its toll on my mind and body, well, not so much my body, I'm not prone to arthritis, were to do more than sit on 20-pound acid-free paper, if it were to do more than rust and disarray in my mind, far better for it to rest in the minds of hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, 1 million people. But how will it get there? A question for a later time. My phone's black. My preferred color for a phone. I was up at 6 a.m. because I was waiting for the phone not to ring. You see, I had shifted to day-to-day status at the indoctrination center where I worked. Some call it a school. They do that because they've been indoctrinated. It all boiled down to calls coming, if they came at all, in the morning. An automated voice would tell me where to go, and I would race across the vast expanse that is the City of Angels and get to a school that resembled a prison in all ways except for the soap dropping in the shower thing. Not that I know much about that. The phone did ring.
Please enter your employee number and press the pound sign.
Beep.
You will substitute for
Miss Chilverbop
at Mark Twain Junior High.
Mark Twain Junior High. Mark Twain was a Southern. I didn't know where Mark Twain Junior High was, but I wasn't up for a ride to Alabama or Georgia or wherever Mark Twain Junior High was. Gas was still over $2 a gallon. And besides, I hadn't yet had my morning movement. No. No work today. I hung up the phone, gave it a vicious stare, and warned it not to ring again. It was the painter, Todd Noel, who had told me only a few days before that a book he was reading said something to the consequence, work gets in the way of success. I couldn't have agreed more. It was a paradox. I'd like to have called it an oxymoron, but it's not. It's a paradox. A huge one. Hard work teaches you to work hard. Busboys work hard. Cooks work hard. Janitorial staff members work hard, but often, and I'm sure you've seen this, people don't work hard for themselves. Say, Forbes list is out. The rich got richer. What a surprise. They won't open a willow spa. No, they'll only work hard if there's a yoke around their neck. Ouch. Those things chafe. Well, you go ahead if you want and put some Vaseline on your chafing. I'd rather, for my part, go yoke-free. Sure. Teach your kids good work ethics. Get them out there cutting lawns. But before you teach work ethic, teach work aesthetic. Yes, work stands in the way of success. Only for the most part, it's the only path in front of us. It's the behavior to model. But this behavior is a busted paradigm. It's a power structure, a business plan, a way of doing things in decline, a monolith of failure veiled and garnished as success. But with a monolith in front of you, what else can you see? Nothing. It's like being behind a vehicle that's meant for sport and utility. The sight lines are impossible. Psychology 101, whatever beats you down, you will become. The Walmart folks, the Waltons, yes, the Waltons, I'm unsure if they're related to the TV Waltons of yesteryear, are in the top 10 of Forbes' list. Alice, Helen, Jim, John, and Robson are all worth $20.5 billion each.
That's a whole lot of money.
That's a whole lot of money. But to go in Walmart is to fight Walmart, and to fight Walmart is to become Walmart without any of the wealth of Alice, Helen, Jim, John, Robson. What kind of a name is Robson? Sun Tzu in the Tao would tell you to follow the path of least resistance. But what if you have a vehicle good for sport and utility in front of you and you can't see the path of least resistance? Ah, then they would say, carry on, but keep your eye open for a turn off. Notice self. Find the strength, the inner nut sack, to find a way around Microsoft. At least the dependency on it. Sure, Roach, it's easy to say, just go with it, just roll with it, but it's a bad habit. It's like changing lanes without looking over your shoulder. It works until it doesn't work. Roach, keep your eye out, your eye open for a turn off. Besides, Microsoft is that bad business model, that busted paradigm I was speaking of not too many sentences ago. It'll tumble. Yes. Don't make any long-term investments in the Colossus, no matter what Warren Buffett says. He's number two on Forbes 400. They say he's worth $36 billion. I say, is he really worth it? Bill Gates? Bill Gates? Billy, can you hear me? I'm sure you can. Bill, your business model is, well, it's ghetto. I don't care how many millions you spend fighting malaria. You're interested in market share and not technology, only you're in the techno biz. You see the problem there, Bill? Of course you don't. You're a tyrant. Tyrannies fall, Bill. They fall either to other tyrannies or to democracies. Let's all sing in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
Marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching.
Go ahead. Governor Krinsky, better already. Two syllables. I won't mention the other candidates with three or four syllable names. Too many syllables, the front runners I'm talking about. Coleman is not a front runner. How could he make a good governor when he wasn't even a good security guard? No need to answer that question. But by contrast, I'm one heck of a waiter. Would you like more iced tea, Krinsky? But two syllables are not all there is to a platform. No, I'm running a charisma campaign.
Clearly.
Clearly. No one in the current structure, the current paradigm, can solve the problems of our local government. Think outside the box. Inside the box, if there's a top on it, are eight walls, barriers, barriers to success. You might say we're behind the eight ball in California. Charisma. Someone to say, hey, it's my fault, even when it isn't. As a governor, I won't blame anyone for the problems of our golden state. But that's not my entire platform. I'm going to throw in open source thinking.
Open source?
Open source.
Okay, my bad.
Open source thinking. Picture for a moment, a Linux-based system where politicians like myself and regular Joes like you take part in HTML, discussions of problems. Right there, he's going to discuss a problem. Everybody pipes in, builds on that idea that came before them. We reach the mount by standing on the shoulders of those that came before us. Stand on my shoulders. Open source and Krinsky. It's about time.
Though sadly it seems democracy loses to plutocracy. The combined wealth of the Forbes 400 is $955 billion. That's a lot of dough.
That's a lot of money.
A whole lot of dough, and maybe, what do you think, a little influence? History, though, when it comes to Microsoft, will prove me right. Stalin, Lenin, not the Beatle, Mao. You ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow, Bill. No, Bill. I stopped for a second. I wanted to insert, use the word colonel in one of the last few paragraphs. Damn it. It was meant, intended to be my segue back to Saturday, last Saturday. How do I get there now? How do I get back to last Saturday? I don't know. I seem to be stuck in the linear. Last Saturday, it was different. I was alive. I was awake. My mind was alive and awake as well. I just finished a book about the guy behind Linux. Linux, of course, is an open source operating system, a free open source operating system. What's that? Well, it's hard to explain. That is, it's hard for me to explain. Sure, I own a PC, personal computer, but my relationship with that is not personal. It isn't friendly. I don't take it bowling. I'm not buying it a beer. I hate the thing. I've got a buddy. I've got a soulmate. It's called a Smith Corona. An operating system is a kernel, Microsoft, XP, Windows 98, 2000, OS 10, Unix, Linux. They're all kernels. They're all worlds that govern the actions inside the machine. Most of them are closed source, like a papal world without science. Why is it windy? Because the gods are angry. The open source OS, and I might sound like I'm saying open source, but I'm not. I heal quickly. They're like a post-papal world. The mind is free to go where it wants to go. Perhaps I've stumbled on something. Bill Gates is the Pope of the technology revolution. But we won't stay in the dark ages, Bill. No, we won't. Anyway, when it's an open source, you might say the marketplace doesn't dictate as much as human need dictates. You see, we need more fuel-efficient cars that pollute less, but we don't have them. Human needs not dictating. The marketplace is. The auto industry is closed source. The information in the book riveted me. I don't rivet easy. I don't rivet often. It floored me. I don't floor easy. I don't floor often. Nothing like it had I ever heard. More revealing of hope was it than any inspirational or any book purporting a relationship with a high power. And that includes Dianetics.
Thanks, L. Ron.
Thanks, L. Ron. But I had run into problems from the get-go. From the get-to-the-go, my enthusiasm for open source met with faces o-blank, much like the faces o-blank. Ah, humored me, but it didn't dig on the topic. Perhaps she was hungry. The painter Todd Noel didn't like it at all. Methinks he thought it reeked of having no profit. See, 'tis all about profit in this kernel. Seems we're living in a third-world kernel, and we don't know it. The fault, though, was not in them, but me. I couldn't articulate the idea. Try as I tried, I came up short as a 3'8" kid trying to ride a roller coaster with 4-foot height minimums. And don't stand on your tiptoes to get on one of those. You might fly out. Still, the passion was boiling inside me. Had I ever felt that way about anything before? Well, R had certainly floored me, floated my boat, put wind in my sails, but that was different. Love's a different thing. Off the record, it's love That keeps me undercover. There's work to be done. Ah! Onto something. Unconscious, bring it forward. Bring it forward into the temporal. Bring it behind the eyes. Yes. Yes. Yes, I see it. It's Ayn Rand. Ha! Hello, Ayn.
Hello, Jay.
Boy, Ayn. I really loved it when John Galt went on a talent strike.
It was good.
Yes, I loved it. The government wanted to force him to share his special sauce for making steel, but he wouldn't do it, right, Ayn?
No, he wouldn't.
It was his. What, did he have a patent on it?
Yes, a patent.
Hmm. Ayn, if you are more than just a spirit in this material world, I would knock you into Tuesday in a bout of human motivation fisticuffs.
But I love you, Roach.
Ayn, you're ghetto. You're ghetto. Go hang out with Martha Stewart. You tout man as a potentially great being, yet you draw the line of his greatness at the Forbes 400 list. Oh, she had me. She had me hook, line, and sinker. Still have I think, a scar on my cheek from the hook once in my mouth. And I've been trying to shit out that sinker for years. They're made of lead, you know. The stuff causes cancer. One more time would I try to share my enthusiasm about open source. One more time. One more. Going back, yet another Saturday, I walked into a Philly hangout called The Shack. Cozied up to the bar were Buddy Bing and Subaru John.
Yep.
Said the keep water, I said. I noticed my demeanor shift from the moment I walked into the shack. This wasn't a fey night spot of a bar. This wasn't a Mexican restaurant bar. This was a pub, a sports bar. Even though I had a set, I now walked as if they were heavy. The keep handed me my water. It's the first rule of undercover reporting. Is it the first? No. It's the 87th rule, if I remember its placement in the undercover handbook. Rule 87, if you must drink, drink alone. And do not mix the grain with the grape. Subaru John gave me the rundown on a rivalry between the Philly bar, the shack, and the Boston bar, Sonny McLean's. I nodded. East Coast people had a sense of loyalty to place that was foreign to me. Such loyalty I couldn't develop with the City of Angels. Sure, I was keen on Culver City, but Culver City wasn't a city. It was a watering hole. Yes, East Coast people had a loyalty to place. As I nodded, I took in the local flavor of the shack. It wasn't a shack at all. I don't go in for bars, but if I had to have a beer in some place other than the privacy of my own condo, the shack would be a badass joint. There were TVs everywhere, and sports was running on each of them. The U.S. Open Women's Final was on. This was, of course, before the Williams sister was killed in Compton. Compton. One can only give Compton a... Tag that line. Anchor it, if you will. It's anchored. I'm coming right back to it. I left Subaru John and Buddy Bing with the knowledge of a football game between the two bars the following Saturday. The game will be played at 2 o'clock on a sprig of grass called Culver Park.
You gonna be there, bro?
Yeah, buddy. I'll be there. Okay, pick up your anchor. Got it? Good. It was the Saturday of the football game. I arose at 10, like I said, decided to take a long walk to the park. From my Fox Hills abode, I would travel over La Cienega to Washington Boulevard and then to the park. On my CD player was some Dr. Dre. V, R's friend, had lent it to me. She was down with rap culture. I'm uncertain of the name of the album, but it had a picture of a marijuana leaf on the front. Perhaps a glowing endorsement of the stuff. Just what we need, Dr. Dre, less clarity. The Forbes 400 would like that. They'd like it a lot. I'd begun an itch to sample some of the big names in the rap. The same way I sampled Rachmaninoff and Stravinsky. A clear sign, totem, that the rap's dead, though. In its own way, it's intriguing. It's a form that mirrors certain elements of the WWW, World Wide Web. It's a musical chat room when you get down to it. Maybe it's not dead, but on the verge of a skin shed. Dr. Dre was talking about the hood. The hood, it seems, and when I speak of the hood, I'm not referring to a jacket accessory, is a dangerous place for a cat like Dr. Dre to hang out. They see you got fame and fortune, and they get jealous. A natural emotion, jealousy. Overcome your nature, people of the hood. We could all do for a little overcoming of our nature. His argument, Dr. Dre's, was convincing. After all, he was a doctor. I was sure glad it wasn't Venus or Serena. Far better, the older sister. She probably knew Prada from Dickies, but I bet she couldn't hit a forehand volley to save her life. Compton, plant trees. Grow flowers. Compton. It couldn't hurt. Music is a soundtrack. Lining La Cienega, just north of Slauson, are oil wells. Oil wells. Makes you wonder why gas is over $2 a pop, doesn't it? Had I headed out with B. Dillon onto our city streets, onto the streets of the City of Angels, things would have been different. I would have felt like Walt Whitman, only without the drop the soap in the shower kind of thing. Waltz, you remember from Roach One, a yet unpublished and unedited manuscript, was my reading for my flight a few years back into Mexico City. Hola. Waltz sat about as well with me as day-old tuna melts that double as a dance floor for houseflies. You really pushed that analogy, Roach. Ah. C plus for the analogy. A for the imagery. I can see the bread. Sesame seed, flies doing a tango. Nice dip. Whitman self-published. Upon his death, they thought his coffers would be empty, but Walt Whitman's coffers were not empty, but aplenty. Ma always said, it ain't what you make, it's what you keep. Ma was right, and good with semicolons. Yes, quite a walk over La Cienega, like walking on burnt popcorn kernel. Traffic legal.
Thank you. Item 1. Jamestown told me the fencing center and the Gaston Gates area RE were leaving the Helms Bakery, in which, oh, even though the Jazz Bakery is in the Helms Bakery, there isn't any baking going on. Though some of the jazz guys can move it. In the fencing center, accosted I was by a woman with fencing shoulders. She tried to sell me fencing lessons. Maybe later in the year, I said. Without seeming to care, I took my head 30 degrees to the left and said, I heard you were moving. First of the year. First of the year. I nodded nonchalantly and shalantly took a paperwork to me. Fencing lessons, I tell you, comes too. Second piece of information for verification. Subaru John had told me the Subaru dealership had moved. I needed only to walk a tenth of a mile to verify that fact. Where the fine Subaru auto used to stable, now sat Mazdas. Lord owns Mazdas. Yeah. Except for the retro Ford, the bumper sticker you'll find in many a hit town is right. Friends don't let friends drive Ford. If Double J, or Jamestown, or the major car in the well tried to buy a Ford, I would not let them. We'd end up in a bout of no Ford fisticuffs. Last order of business. Double J had mentioned the Culver Theater.
I'm Spartacus.
The Culver Theater no longer had Cryptopus's name on it. Did he pull the money like he said? Would that mean there wouldn't be $30 theater in downtown Culver City? No. The boss is one I don't quite yet. Too many surprises in the world. Football, to me it breaks the action. I like action. I'm an action guy. I'm an action junkie. In principle, I like football. But beat that up for the NFL. Bid the coaches, the war generals, show us each play they're going to run just before they run it on some kind of PowerPoint display. Damn it! You like that, girl? I've been hawking your wares in my sleep. Very far you can, Bill. One day you'll be hawking Pilates. Anyway, that would turn football into something I could love. That would turn into good theater. That's what's needed for good theater. It's an expected plan of action. That's how it works in baseball. We know when the guy's going to sacrifice. We know when the guy's trying to bunt. Or maybe we don't know when the guy's trying to bunt. Not in game one, but all's well that ends well. The question is, can he pull it off? Football is a different thing. It's war on the old paradigm. It's Roman, it's primal, cathartic is a good word. It's not theater, it's spectacle. So much now is spectacle and not theater. Billy wore green, Boston black, game time was two. Give the IQ advantage to Billy. Black's a great color for Hollywood club hopping, but it blows at 2 in the afternoon on a strip of grass called Culver Park. I'm not listening to it. It was the voice of Buddy Bing. He was already turning pink in the sun. Buddy Bing, a man in need of sunscreen. He'd been wearing his hair shorter of late. My guess is he was getting serious, but otherwise. Subaru John was also fair of infection. I had learned Subaru John was a bit of a gambler, but I was betting he was wearing SPF. Some gambles don't have an upside. I kept an eye out for bad shoulder damage. It was the real reason I had made the journey. I had quite a few conversations with that shoulder damage on Sunday softball. Smart guy, that bad shoulder damage. I thought he might want to talk a little bit in some of his time by a shot. The last shot I was willing to take on the topic, if there was a guy that would dig, open source, it would be bad shoulder damage. It was progressive. He had been to Asia. Bad shoulder damage showed up the six-pack of Mexican beer. So the beer, he was thinking, wasn't progressive, but it came to that man, that was good. He was a good football player, too. Fast. Not wheels fast. That's a different kind of fast. That's a quicker so quick, it doesn't accompany the ability to catch a ball. When it came to a guy who could run a pattern and catch a ball, bad shoulder damage was about as fast as they came. But, as evidenced by the pit marks on his feet, and the next piece of spell hanging from his hand, he had come to play. He was ready to talk about open source. I moved into it slowly. There were other things. James Hunt would Have you heard of open source? I asked. I'm sure you have. It's in that program to be provided. It's cool stuff, I said. It's a revolutionized the world. If you get the guy on a brick, I can cut that and go along every time, it's worth it. We'll be quick on that sort of thing. I found myself wishing the Double J were around with his guitar in hand. That's what was needed. A guitar. If a guitar was around, Double J had Dean and Davis, and he had his guitar with him, he would have played something. He would have played something like a Johnny Cash song.
Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He laughed and kissed his mom and said, "Oh, Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause. I'd gun nobody down." But she cried again as he rode away, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town."
And even though it was a Johnny Cash song or whoever wrote it, Double J or anyone would be free to run with it. Free to turn it into anything they wanted. No royalties. Sounds like blasphemy, but it ain't. Just a guy with a song saying, "Go ahead, buddy. See what you can do with it."
He sang a song he wrote. His guns hung at his hips. He rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. And his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He drank his first strong liquor, then took on a shaking hand, and tried to tell himself at last that he'd become a man. A dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down, and his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Filled with rage, then Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. But the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round, and they wondered at his final words, Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town.
Go ahead, buddy. See what you can do with it. I pause. I think the Amish, I now see, I was wrong. Oh, why bring the Amish up? No, side note. After comparing Willow Spa to the Amish event, I perused the paper. I learned an Amish kid was shot to death, after repeatedly throwing tomatoes at a truck. It's hard to believe an Amish would throw tomatoes. That's brutal. Yes, I'll leave the Amish alone. They've got enough problems. I had thought it was all about slowing down currency. That may be incorrect. It might be about rechanneling it. It's not the artist that gets screwed when saying, go ahead, buddy, see what you can do with it. It's the others, the suits. Let them get real jobs. Even with Double J in the memory of John Cash, I wouldn't have been able to make the thing fly. Open source, intellectual property, patents, trade secrets, actions of the small and the scared. Lots of the usual characters at the football game. Arch was there. We shook hands and promised to do lunch. Would we? It's yet to be determined. Something good's gonna come from that cat one day. PJ was there. The man lives for football, and in a way you could say football lives for him. Ham Slice was there. Maybe he'd like to hear about open source. No. I wonder where his chihuahua was. I hope it's still spry. Willie had his shirt on.
Thanks, Willie.
The nightmare of your topless trot is fading. Yet now that I think on it, that wrestler, sweaty and slightly incontinent, that spits up, makes it hot. No. No resemblance. No. Don't finish that thought, Roach, don't. Zima was suited up. She was ready to play. Didn't see a lot of action. Bad idea, Sonny McLean. She might have been your secret weapon. Rusty, he was out there, kept it low pro. You get the idea that Rusty could excel with a big skin, but you gotta wanna excel with a big skin to excel with a big skin. Rusty doesn't need sunscreen. Harley Dan was there. No. He's still without a Harley, maybe next year. Sure looks like a Harley guy. A waste of well-toned, tattooed arms for him not to be seen on a Harley. Speaking of gloves, I've just done something I've never done before as an undercover reporter. I segued without giving the first part of the segue. What a concept. It could catch on. I should patent it, copyright it, trademark it. Someone might use it and not give me my money. Speaking of gloves, Carson Daly, playing for Boston, almost got into a bout of fisticuffs with a Philly guy. It was a bad idea for Carson Daly to get into a bout of Saturday football bar rivalry fisticuffs. If he fought like he played shortstop, didn't stand a chance. There were no blows. Testosterone radiated like bad aura, but in time blew away in the offshore breeze. When it was over, Philly won fast and decisively. Subaru John had told me at the outset the game would go long. It didn't. Later, Subaru John told me he missed his Subaru. It was a nice one,
He was now driving a VW, a VW convertible. I'm a fan of VW, but Subaru John and I both agreed, for reasons we didn't quite understand, VWs were fey. It's worth mentioning that Dwight showed up just before the game was over. I'll give him about as much time on my 20-weight acid-free paper as he gave the Sonny McLean's team. That's enough about Dwight. It appears, as I look at this piece of undercover reporting, that I've dug myself so far into the Saturday of the football game, I'd need a rope, climbing shoes, a sports drink, and an energy bar to pull myself out. It's not Saturday the 13th, it's Wednesday the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th. No Mark Twain Middle School for me. Work gets in the way of success. I had errands to run. One errand took precedence over the others. There was a book I was looking for called The Cathedral and the Bazaar. And hearing the word bazaar, you don't know whether I mean unusual or open market. I meant an open market. The book's about open source. Perhaps after reading it, I'll give sharing the concept one more try. I see, you see, broader applications. I see two kernels. One is old, like the popcorn kernel you find under a seat at a movie theater, ER. The other is unpopped. No free lunch, it's been said. A rhyme, buds and flowers. 0-3-3-3. What are the Amish doing, throwing tomatoes?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming out. Mr. Adam Einstein will be back 4 weeks hence,
and we will see you then.